You're listening to the Michael Smerkanish Program.
Welcome to Philly. It's a privilege for me to have you on the Big Talker.
Thank you.
You remember the Chris Farley, Paul McCartney interview on SNL?
Vaguely.
All right. I'm trying not to have one of those moments. I'm a big fan. It's an honor for me to welcome you here.
Well, thanks. We're always happy to be in Philly.
The Long Road Out of Eden is coming back to the Wachovia Center on Tuesday night. You going to make it home for Thanksgiving?
I get home at 2 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Been a long tour.
It has, and there's more to come.
But you must be enjoying yourself, or you wouldn't be doing it, because you certainly don't need to.
No, we're delighted. You know, we have gotten a whole new outlook with this new album, and we enjoy playing the new songs. We still enjoy playing the old songs, too, but... No, we're doing great. We're doing fine out here.
And I imagine that as the tour progresses and the audience is far more familiar with Long Road Out of Eden, that it becomes a more comfortable scenario.
Yeah, we're going to do the new songs whether it's comfortable or not. You know, we're doing them. In fact, we start the show with four new songs, and then we launch into some more familiar stuff, and then we scatter the new songs throughout the show.
But please tell me you never get tired of singing Hotel California.
No. Well, you know, you get tired of anything, but... basically, I'm happy to sing it every night because the audience goes crazy. We get our energy from the audiences these days. You know, we rely on them to give us the energy to do this, and they do. So it's a nice symbiotic relationship.
Tuesday night you'll be at the Wachovia Center across the parking lot from the Spectrum, and you may or may not know, but the Spectrum is going to come down in about a year.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Any particular memories of playing that arena?
Yeah. Nothing too specific, but I certainly remember playing there many times over the years. And, you know, Philadelphia audiences are always great. They're always very vocal and appreciative, and we've always enjoyed going to Philly. But, yeah, they're tearing down a lot of old places now, but I guess that's the thing that has to happen.
How does the pre-concert ritual today compare to what the pre-concert ritual was for Don Henley years ago, playing a building like the Spectrum? I mean, none of us are getting any younger.
No, but some of us are actually in better shape than we were.
Are you one of those people?
Yeah, I think so.
How so?
I don't drink anymore when we're on tour. I work out 3-4 times a week for an hour and a half, 2 hours. I still have my stationary bike in my dressing room, and over and above the workout, on top of the workout, I still ride this bike for 20-30 minutes before every show. That's my warm-up. Some people do vocal exercises, and some people meditate, but I do this bike. And I'm hanging in there pretty well.
Hey, speaking of Philly, and we're honored to have Don Henley back in Philadelphia, and of course the Eagles are returning Tuesday night, by the way, playing a lot better than our Philadelphia Eagles, may I just add.
Ooh.
The whole thing was just a nightmare. That's the bottom line. I'd rather put the musical Eagles out on the field this day than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, well, my Cowboys aren't doing that great either this year. So.
Yeah, but Romo is back, and T.O. had a big reception, so you got to be happy about that.
Yeah, I am.
I forgot, you're a Texas guy originally, not a Southern California guy.
No, I live in Texas. Mm-hmm. I still live there. I mean, I lived in California for 24 years, but I moved back to Dallas 14 years ago. So that's where I live with my wife and my kids. I live a pretty quiet life down there.
Hey, Don, there's so many pieces of music for which we can thank Don Henley, but if you don't mind, I wanted to reference just one or two personal favorites.
Okay.
Boys of Summer is just such a classic piece of music. And here in Philadelphia, it's the home of the Hooters, Eric Bazillion and Robbie Hyman and company.
Yeah, I know those guys.
Did you ever happen to hear the cover that they did recently for their Time Stand Still album?
I think I did hear it, and I liked it. I like those guys. I think they're really talented. You know, I've known them, haven't seen them in a while, but we worked with them, did a few shows together back in the early 90s, and they're great guys, very talented guys.
There comes a part of the Long Road Out of Eden show where you get to do some of your solo work. Might Boys of Summer be heard this week?
Yep, it might. We do it every night. It always gets a good reception.
I'm obviously not the only one who thinks it's one of the great all-time Don Henley pieces.
Well, thank you.
Hey, the curiosity of watching a guy play the drums and sing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we find it odd? I mean, you know, you see a guy play a guitar and sing, like, that's fine. We accept that. But it's a curiosity of sorts.
Yeah, it is. There aren't very many of us. There's me and Levon Helm and Phil Collins and a couple of others, and that's about it. I don't know. That's just the way I started out. You know, I just, in my first little band in high school, I somehow got the job of singing, and I was already playing the drums. So I always say I just don't know any better.
I know you're also a political guy, and when we're not talking music, we're talking politics on this program. Just given your background, I've got to assume that you're psyched about Barack Obama coming in on January 20.
Yeah, I would have been happy with just about anybody coming in. You know, after the 8 years that we've been through. Yeah, I think he will do a good job. I think he's going to be a refreshing change, and I'm rooting for him. You know, I wish him well.
One of the dominant headlines today is this notion of him taking Hillary as Secretary of State.
Yep.
I thought it was awfully magnanimous of him to be willing to cut that sort of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's the rumor. It's not a done deal yet, and I've lived long enough to know that anything can happen in politics. But I guess we'll have to wait and see. I mean, that's certainly the word on the street, but it's not firm yet. But that would be an interesting choice.
Interesting in a good way.
I think so. I mean, she certainly got the experience. And, of course, you kind of get Bill there in the background with that, you know. They did a great bit on Saturday Night Live about that. It was hilarious. So it'll be an interesting time coming up.
Hey, Don Henley, before you leave me, I'm going to play all 7.5 minutes worth of Last Resort when you leave me.
Okay.
Offer me something, some insight about what I consider to be one of the great people. I mean, so many things. I wouldn't even know where to begin in terms of thanking Don Henley for the music you've supplied us with over the year. But this is a personal favorite of mine from Hotel California, and I just wondered what sort of thoughts you might offer as we sit back and listen to it.
Oh, gosh. I wrote that song, it was 1976, I think, in Los Angeles in Benedict Canyon. I was living in my manager's house in Benedict Canyon, and I read an article in some magazine called How the West Was Lost, and I think that was the inspiration for that song. And while you're on that subject, this is our 18th year at the Walden Woods Project, by the way, which I started in 1990.
And tell everybody what Walden Woods is.
Well, Walden Woods is the woods, of course, surrounding Walden Pond in Massachusetts, where Henry David Thoreau lived and wrote his world-famous book called Walden, or Life in the Woods, which changed a lot of things. That was really the beginning, since you mentioned The Last Resort. Henry David Thoreau's work up in Massachusetts in the middle 1800s was the beginning of environmental consciousness in this country. It's where the idea of conservation was first expressed and first took root. So we're working very hard up there to preserve those woods and to educate young people all over the world. We have students and teachers that come to us from around the globe, and we educate them about environmental and philosophical matters relating to the environment.
And so the inspiration for The Last Resort, which is a song I've always thought was about development, westward development in particular,
yeah,
draws its inspiration from that.
In a sense, yeah.
Anything in particular you're proud of? I mean, when you look at your catalog of music, I'm you know, I was thinking all day long, what in the world do you ask Don Henley when you have the opportunity to interview him? And I thought, well, it's got to be obviously the new music, Long Road Out of Eden, but also in my case, it's Boys of Summer and Last Resort.
Well, thank you. I love those two songs. It's hard for me to choose. You know, I'm so close to this stuff, and I sing it every night, and I don't really think about favorites or anything like that. I can tell you that on the new album, on Long Road Out of Eden, I really like a song called Waiting in the Weeds that I wrote with our guitarist, Stuart Smith.
I know the music. It's great.
Yeah, so that's my new favorite for now. But I still hope to write some things that are better. I still hope to be able to create songs that I like and that are better than the ones I've written before.
Hey, Don, it's awfully nice to have you on my program. Don Henley, a privilege to have you on the Michael Smirkanish program, and I hope at some point I get to make your acquaintance.
Okay, well, come see us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Don't you love this song?
Oh, it's such a great tune.
Has Rayfield called yet?
No.
Flume?
No. No.
So we keep playing it?
The stopwatch is on, Michael. They'll call.
People may not know what we're talking about. You have to pay when you play music. All right, now you're ruining the song. I'll shut up, you shut up, no sound effects.
Hungry for power to light their neon wings, given things to do. Some rich men came and raped the land. Nobody caught them. Put up a bunch of ugly boxes. Jesus, people bought them. And they called it paradise, the place to be. They watched the hazy sun sinking in the sea.
This guy's got a gift, doesn't he?
Yeah, he is definitely one of the best songwriters and lyricists and singers.
You remember the essay question I told you about for Wharton? You're a passenger on a NASA space shuttle flight, and you can take with you three books, three recordings, and three other objects.
Yeah.
If you said to me you're going to a desert island,
okay,
and you can take with you whatever your number would be, something like 50, 100, maybe even 10 CDs.
Yeah.
Hotel California would be on my list.
Would it be?
Yeah, that was just a...
Even if you could take three, it would still be in, like, your top three?
You're pushing me now.
Sorry.
Three?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what I would do if I were only taking three. But if I were taking a dozen or more, Hotel California is definitely... It's on my short list. I mean, there's nothing else I can think of. Maybe you take, like, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Deja Vu.
No, that's a great album.
What else would I take? I might take Leonard Skinner, One More from the Road, which is a double.
Yeah, it's funny.
Kind of be cheating, but...
When you talk about all this, it's like, music today just kind of sucks. Like, it's all, like, it's
blows.
All old. Yeah, it does. It's all old stuff. That's great, you know?
I mean, here are my two of my sons taking guitar lessons, playing Bob Dylan.
Begging
Nick, the guitar player, to teach him Led Zeppelin. And that's not me saying, teach him Whole Lot of Love. That's an 8-year-old, no, pardon me, 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. Who are saying, can we play Whole Lot of Love?
I mean, that's just extraordinary.
I'm so proud.
Hey, send Mountain a cut of what Henley said about the Hooters.
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
I think that the Hooters would like to know that, you know, he's feeling love for them.
Spreading the love.
Right. I think Glenn Frey just kicked in there.
Yeah, that was...
Yes, that was...
I mean, it's very hard to tell which one's which, you know?